on Southern Maryland's rock station, 97.7 The Rocket. That's Foreigner. Urgent. Hi, this is Ripley. If you live in Charles County and you're a dog person, you really need to pay attention to what's going on. I'm going to get serious here for just a few moments, all right? I don't do it often, and I know there's people out there think I'm not capable of serious thought, but believe it or not, I am. Rarely, but I do. Right now, if you weren't aware, in Charles County, they are considering banning certain dog breeds. What's called breed-specific legislation, or BSL for short. All right? And these things get rather heated. I'm not going to discuss what constitutes a dangerous breed of dog. All right? The reason why is because that's all shaped by our perspective, right? It's also shaped by the media, television, the movies, commercial, music videos, news reports, all sorts of things that shape our perspective and into including our own personal experience with certain breeds of dogs. Plus, there's a thing called statistics, which they love to spout off when they have these discussions. Remember what they say about statistics? There's lies, there's damned lies, and statistics. Another great quote about statistics, they're like bikinis. What they reveal is suggestive, but what they conceal is vital. All right? As of right now, two Charles County commissioners have vowed to reject breed-specific legislation in Charles County banning certain breeds of dogs. For example, Commissioner Ken Robinson said Wednesday he's not going to support BSL, which I think is great. There's one other one who said he won't. One's on the fence, and two others have not stated their intentions as of now. All right. As I said, I'm not going to discuss the pros and cons of dog breed legislation banning them. I have my own opinions. However, you really got to ask yourself this question, especially if you're in Charles County government or Charles County resident or anybody in Southern Maryland for that matter. Is this really the way you want to go? Let's say, for example, they do pass a dog breed ban in Charles County. What does that mean? Can we afford in this day and age to have court orders to get blood and do DNA tests on certain dogs that are suspected to be that breed? And then what are you going to do? Are you going to have law enforcement people, police officers, deputy sheriffs, or animal control agents go into a house with a court order and take a child's pet away that never did anything just because someone else was irresponsible with their dog? I mean, come on. We got lots of laws out there, right? I'm sure. I'm not an expert, but I'm sure Charles County has lots of laws that govern dogs and management of dogs, leash laws, not allowing your dog to wander around, all those things. Hey, how about dog fighting? Why don't we go after that? Yeah, let's allocate some resources to go after those things. Really need to think it through. Could you imagine having to be the police officer, a law enforcement officer that goes in there after getting a court order to get blood from the dog? Because, you know, they can't say that they're an expert in dog breeds and breed identification, right? You can take it to court and get dog blood, have it tested with DNA and determine its breed, and then take that dog out of the family home where people love that dog and may never have caused a problem, when we have animal shelters right now full of dogs that they want to place in homes. But no, somebody out there thinks it's a good idea to take one out. Yeah, do you want to be the one to pull Fido from the hands of that little girl or little boy that's known that dog their whole lives? You think old Yeller was sad?